Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up in about 40 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere when they come to Baltimore at Pier 6 Pavilion later this summer. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. Shortly, we should be joined by Nikki Javala, senior writer for The Athletic. She covers the Commanders for them.
Mm-hmm.
She was with the Washington Post for a long time, now with The Athletic. So same job, different outlet.
She'll be getting ready to head up to Boston area.
Yep, for a business trip.
Yep.
All right, so we head out now to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Nikki Javala, senior writer for The Athletic. Good morning, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So I saw that you reposted J.P. Finley's video of Terry McLaurin coming out and saying hello to Commanders owner Josh Harris, to Jaden's mom, Regina. Some people saw that and thought, oh, that looks like celebratory Terry. Maybe he signed a deal. Uh-huh. Doesn't seem to be the case. What was your takeaway from that quick interaction that Terry had out at training camp?
I just thought it was super awkward.
Yeah.
I just waited the day before and comes out fair and, you know, daps up the owner like nothing happened. It was odd. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. That was kind of my view of it.
This is clearly like an orchestrated PR thing, right, that Terry is doing, going out there and signing autographs with the fans every day, right? Because typically, I mean, he's a good guy. He signs for the fans, but not like this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the sense that that's what it is. You know, just go out there and remind everybody that you're beloved by fans, that you're sort of a face of the franchise. He does care about the fans. This part is important to him. But, you know, when you're holding in and then to come out while players who had practice are walking out or walking back into the facility just to sign fans and, you know, get the crowd chanting your name, it's he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Dan went on record, said, look, it's not a distraction. We're locked in. We're rocking on, you know, mm-hmm. the whole thing. Any sense from the guys yet that it could, that a little roll their eyes talking about it, that kind of thing?
No, not, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, they all say publicly that, you know, they're just doing their own thing. They support Terry and,
yeah,
you know, they understand the business side. So I think Dan Quinn was right that, you know, players nowadays, they get it. You know, this is this is what happens or what can happen, and you got to keep it moving.
I almost feel like the Micah situation that happening sort of like the next day or whatever the timing of that was, it almost helped Terry from a PR standpoint. Like, hey, this happens around the league, no big deal.
I think it would have helped Terry if it had come first, but I think Terry actually helped Micah.
Oh, okay.
Because Terry was, he held out, then he held in, and then, you know, it's become a pretty messy dispute.
Mm-hmm. At what point,
too.
At what point does it become a distraction? About week, you know, prep for week one?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say even the last preseason game, because that's when the starters are beginning their prep.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's their star receiver, and they don't have a ton of depth on this team. So you lose Terry, you lose quite a bit of your offense.
Right.
Nikki, you may or may not know this, but what does he sit in team meetings as well as being on the field?
While he's on PUP, he can sit on team meetings. And he can do strength and conditioning.
Okay.
He can only observe walkthroughs, though.
Okay.
So she said he is sitting in on team meetings?
Yes.
Yeah.
He is. Okay.
Nikki, at this point, are we getting too enamored with Bill Krosky-Merritt? Or is he tracking towards meaningful playing time at RB as a rookie? Because we saw he was running with the ones with Jaden Daniels a couple of practices ago. Like, what sort of role do you envision for him come week one? I know I'm jumping ahead
of
preseason.
Now, I mean, as of now, I definitely see him making the team. I think he's a really good player. I think he was a steal in the seventh round. The question is, who does he boot out of the running back's room to take their spot? But yeah, I could totally see him making the team. I think everything is sensationalized in camp. It is. Everything is. Every throw is magnified. Last year there was a whole narrative of how the ball never touched the ground when Jaden threw. Mm-hmm. Like, that was, everything is over the top. So you're getting that with him, but I do think he's a good player. And he's an older rookie, too. I mean, he had been in college for quite some time, and then he had the eligibility issues late that kind of cost him in the draft. But I he's a powerful runner, too. I mean, he is built like more like a linebacker than a running back.
And what kind of speed does he have? Is he pretty fast?
Fast. He's very explosive.
Yeah.
And he's got good vision, so he can find the holes before they're even there. And I think that's his biggest strength at this point, because you just don't see that all the time in rookies. Just that vision behind the line and knowing where to cut and when is very instinctive back.
Mm-hmm. What about kind of flipping over to the defense? Has Kinlaw looked pretty good? We haven't heard much about.
He's been kind of quiet.
Hasn't been a lot of negativity there, but how's he looked? You haven't heard much about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's looked good. I think the line has looked good. It's, again, hard to tell for the guys in the trenches because it's, you know, you get like a couple days of hitting, and especially with fan days, I feel like the fan days, the stuff they do is more orchestrated and geared toward the fans.
Yeah.
And they probably do a little bit more, not hitting in walkthroughs, but you see a little bit more of their strategic view and where guys line up and everything. And we can't see that. But I think next week we'll really get a chance to see how both lines look, how the backs look, how the corners are doing when they go to Foxborough with the joint practice and the first preseason game. I mean, as I think back to a couple of years ago, that's when we first really started to notice the deficiencies with the secondary and Emmanuel Forbes when he came in. Because before that, it's like, oh, wow, he's had six picks in camp. Throwing against air, really.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then he was terrible.
What have you noticed, if anything, with Connerly? Because he's another one we haven't heard a ton about.
Yeah, no, I think he looks good. I mean, I could see them doing like they did with Brandon Coleman last year and kind of starting the season by rotating the tackles.
Mm-hmm.
It was him and Cornelius Lucas, and that worked out well to start, and then you eventually hand over the keys to the young guy. I could see them doing that. That's kind of how they've been doing it in camp. You know, one day Connerly will go with the ones, another day Wiley will go with the ones. So he's looked good, and he's got good like leadership and mentorship around him. You know, when you're learning from Laramie Tunsil, you know, you're in pretty good standing. I think the left side of the line could be their real strength, which is great for Jaden. Just with Laramie Tunsil there, I think Brandon Coleman, I think he's a really smart player and one of the more versatile players they have on this roster. He's underrated in my mind.
Are we nervous about him leaving practice early? Do we have any more word on that yet?
We should get an update here soon. Quinn talks at 8:30.
Okay.
So hopefully we get an update.
Okay.
We're joined by Nikki Giavala, senior writer for The Athletic. Let me ask you about another rookie that's got a pretty good opportunity in front of him in Jalen Lane, with no De'Ami Brown there, no Olamide Zaccheaus. Those guys depart. No Terry McLaurin on the field during training camp. So he's had more opportunities as a receiver than I think most people thought would happen. I think most people pegged him as like a return specialist at some point. Tell us what you're seeing from him, and what do you think he can do if he gets meaningful playing time in the first month or so of the season?
Yeah, he looked really good. And like you said, he's getting more reps, so you're getting a chance to see what he can do on offense more. And like he to me is the best slot receiver they have on the roster right now. Luke McCaffrey has been getting quite a bit of time with the ones, and they've been kind of moving him all over to see where he fits him best. But Jalen's looked really good. He shows his speed when he plays, quick cuts. His route running isn't quite as polished as, you know, a veteran, but that's something you can improve on. But he's looked good, sure hands. Like I've been impressed by what he's been able to do on offense. Cause like you said, you just weren't sure. You knew he had the speed, you knew he could be a weapon in the return game, but could he contribute on offense? And I thought the last practice the other day was probably his best.
And on special teams, is he on the one unit as a punt returner, or is there someone else out there?
They've been mixing them around quite a bit.
Yeah.
So you still see Eckler out there quite a bit. I think they're still trying to figure it out on, do they want to use a running back? Do they want to use a receiver? And that too will ultimately determine their initial 53.
Speaking of RBs, how do Robinson and Eckler look?
Good. Robinson looks more confident, I'd say. He also looks like he's not put on a ton of weight, but he just has more muscle, and he was a pretty muscular guy to begin with. But that whole room, they have a lot to prove. Every veteran is, you know, either on a one-year deal or in the final year of their deal. So pretty important season for that group.
Nikki, does Dan Quinn seem not fazed at all by the fact that Eckler got knocked out of two games with concussions last year? It was a problem for him last year, exposing him to more hits in kickoff returns. That's not an issue?
He hasn't really gone into depth too much about it. It doesn't seem to be an issue. I think I hate to say it, but I feel like that's one of the things in the NFL. Like, you just got to kind of monitor it and move on. I mean, a head injury is no, you know, you never want to overlook that. But, you know, either he can be on the field or he can't at this point, you know. And so far he's looked good. And knock on wood for his own sake that, you know, he doesn't deal with any more of those.
You know, just looking at it from afar, I mean, it seems like they've upgraded everywhere. If they get Terry back, I mean, do you agree with that? Offensively, defensively, special teams? I mean, we should be better in all three phases. Now, whether or not the record's better, who knows? I mean, a million factors. But, I mean, do you agree with that or no? Have we taken a step back somewhere and I'm not realizing it?
I don't think we've taken a step back. I just think we don't know what they are on defense because they made so many changes. You know, we don't know how all these pieces look together. They've certainly gotten bigger on the defensive line. They've added, you know, a lot to the secondary. I feel like the secondary turns over almost annually anymore. Mm-hmm. But, you know, is that group with...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Will Harris and Trey Amos and is Marshawn Lattimore going to be back to what he was a couple years ago? Is that group going to be better than it was before? I don't know. You'd like to think they would be. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's hard to say at this point.
All right, so give us the schedule sort of for tomorrow. And, I mean, do you have any insight? So they're traveling to they scrimmage or whatever. They practice with New England, right?
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's a travel day, practice with New England on Wednesday.
Okay, on Wednesday.
Thursday off, Friday preseason game.
Okay, so one day of joint practice.
Okay, so
right.
You're going to be there, I assume. I mean, will any of that be, like, streamed? Like, can the fans sneak a peek at any of that stuff?
That I don't know because it's up to the Patriots. I don't know how the Patriots will handle that.
Okay.
So we're on their rules.
Good point.
Okay.
What do you expect? I know you're getting ready to go, Nikki. What do you expect for the ones on Friday? How many of the ones do you think will play, if any?
I would think maybe a series, maybe two max.
Okay.
I wouldn't think they'd want any more than that in the first one.
Okay, including Jaden?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll see. I mean, hopefully they give us some update today. If not, we'll probably hear Wednesday on what their plan is.
Gotcha.
All right, we know Dan Quinn's talking in just about 15 minutes. We know you have to run. Nikki, thanks for the time. We always appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. That's right. Nikki Javala, senior writer for The Athletic. Be sure to follow her work. All right, when we come back, a national talking head takes a shot at Jaden Daniels' mom. We'll tell you what he said next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.